This is Utah skies. In the evening sky looking to the south, Orion the Hunter is easy to find. A little to the east and lower in the sky is Cirrus, the brightest star in the night sky, also known as the Dog Star. Looking a little further east and up a bit is another very bright star, Procyon. Procyon is the sixth brightest star in our northern night sky. It is in the constellation Canis Minor, or the Little Dog. Between Procyon and Cirrus is the view of the Orion arm of the Milky Way. Our solar system is in this arm. In the summertime, it is easy to see the Milky Way in dark skies. It is very bright between Sagittarius and Scorpio. The reason it is so bright is because we are looking towards the Sagittarius arm of our galaxy and directionally towards the center of the galaxy. The Sagittarius arm has an even higher concentration of stars than the Orion arm. In the winter months, we have a very different view of the Milky Way. We see the stars that are in the Orion arm. These stars are not nearly as concentrated as the stars in the Sagittarius arm. We are also directionally looking away from the center of our galaxy. This makes this area, which is closer to our location, appear less bright. The region between Procyon and Cirrus is where we find a view of the Orion arm. On a moonless night in a very dark sky away from the city lights, it can be seen visually or with binoculars. A digital single-lens reflex camera, a DSLR, can be used to image this portion of the Milky Way. These images are known as nightscape pictures and can be very spectacular. Our website is cvas-utahskies.org. For Cache Valley Astronomical Society, this is Del Vance wishing you clear skies.